No, I don't know the words. All right, we promised we were going to do a little recap of our trip to Canada. We finally got home. We're back in the United States, I guess. That's back in the USSR. Speak into the microphone, Rook. Noob.
I didn't want to say that.
Too bad. Get up there so I can hear you. Get up there. I mean, hi. Melissa and I are here. We're going to talk about our little trip-ski. Figured since I never use my Bombshell Billy podcast format, we'll do it on here. And I'll post it up. Everybody can listen to it. It's not going to be too long. Don't worry. You love our voices. You love us. So.
The things he ropes me into.
So, well, that was... never mind. So we talked about the trip there was good, road trip, did some talking, did some listening to music, I did some awesome driving. She did some freaking out as usual about I hate when you drive. I should have drove. Well, we'd still be in Weedsport. And by the way, it was 2 hours into the trip.
The thruway is like everyone thinks it's the thruway. Everyone thinks it's like Mach freaking 80 on the thruway. It's crazy town.
But you're
in my older years, I have anxiety, believe it or not.
I know, but you're like, oh my God, there's a car coming. Yeah, I can barely see his headlights. I can barely see his headlights in the rearview mirror. Oh, he's coming, slow down. I'm like, why am I slowing down if he's coming up? No, I'm just exaggerating. I know.
Yes, you
there are some assholes.
Know Billy Swanson. There, know
there are some assholes that drive on the road, and you are definitely have your hawk eyes on every single solitary one of them.
Yes.
I will say, though, on that same exact strip of road, not only.
You almost died on there like twice.
Not only did we almost die on the way to the casino one time, literally this 18-wheeler almost killed us, but...
By inches.
About a month ago, Mike and I were driving on the same exact strip, and another 18-wheeler almost killed us on that same strip. So I'm going to have to find a different way to that to go west from now on. Anyways, so we made it there. We get to the border. We figured we'd probably wait for a while. We waited probably about a half hour at the border. There was a few lanes open.
Wasn't bad.
So we get up.
We were prepared too. So that.
And I think some of the people that were ahead of us weren't prepared because you could see them getting escorted over to the side a little bit after they were up at the window forever. But you fill out an online form, ArriveCan. It's called, and you put in your vaccination information, you put in your obviously your enhanced license or your passport information, you put in your negative COVID test. You have to do a negative COVID test within 72 hours of going, so we got ours done on Tuesday. So we finally get up to the window, show all the stuff. I am Mr. Prepared. And we know from before, you open up the back window, the front window. If you're wearing sunglasses, do not be wearing them. Give them no reason to have to ask you to do anything. You just get it. We had our licenses and our vax cards already. Here you go. Here's the arrive can thing.
Zip, zip, bada bing, bada boom.
Then he informed me that on my vaccination card, I didn't have, on my first dose, they didn't write the date on my card. So he's like, oh, it doesn't show the date here. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm like, well, I'm going to go in my email here and show you the... So luckily, he accepted the fact that I pulled up my email from March and showed him my appointment reminder from the CDC.
I know.
Saying insane. That.
Imagine if you didn't have
Did that. You or did you not at that moment think, fuck, we're turning around and going home?
This sucks. I really wasn't sure how this was going to
So anyways,
out.
He's like, all right, since you guys are... you've done everything you need to do. You are exempt from the, because I guess if you go in, you have to, when I filled out the form, I didn't tell you this part, by the way, when you filled out the ArriveCan form, you have to put in a plan. What is your plan to quarantine for 14 days while you're in Canada? Literally, you had to tell him where you were going to stay for the 14 days that you're quarantining and all this. I just put the hotel. I said, we'll just pay for the hotel for 14 days. I mean, I knew we were going to leave the next day, but, so he said, we're exempt from that, blah, 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 blah. However, and we're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Melissa,
jeez, I almost forgot about this part.
You have been randomly selected to take a on-the-spot COVID test, Melissa. And she's like, oh, for freak's sake.
Today's my lucky day.
So he hands her a little COVID
box,
test kit.
Blue box.
Here's the... And so now we're like, okay, he's going to reach out the window and stick a swab up her nose and we'll be done with it. All right, here's the directions to the testing site. Here we're like, oh, my God. So we pull away. We stop over at the side, exchange our money, which the exchange rate wasn't as bad as it usually is. Yeah.
It's usually $50 more.
We got like $236 for $200, trade Canadian for American. It was a little more before, but whatever. I guess the Canadian dollar is worth a little bit more now. So, taking a little sip of some beverage action we'll be talking about.
Some Canadian liqueur.
It is not. Oh yeah, that's right. It was okay to bring this over. Duty free.
Yeah.
So then we went up to the test site. Now we go up to this test site and we pull in, and there's these tents set up. And if you've ever seen the movie E.T., where they're set out after they find out that there's an alien, and they're all in these hazmat looking suits, and they've got gloves up on top of gloves, and they got masks and shields and everything. That's what all these people look like.
And I'm dreading that they're gonna do.
And we're like. Yeah. Well, here.
Really way far up the nose.
She's afraid that they're going to administer the test to her. She's like, she's freaking out all the way over to the thing. I'm like, let's just get over there and see what's going on. Do you have a phone on you? Yeah. All right. Download this app and then fill out this form. We sat there for like 15 minutes filling out this whole form on this app and everything. Guy comes over. Sanitize your hands, please. Here you go. Okay. Open this case. Pull the swab out. Blah, blah, blah. So she basically had to administer herself. Swabby swab, swabby swab, nostril, nostril. It was weird. He did nostril, nostril, and then he made you put it in your mouth. That was weird.
What?
I'm just kidding. So that would have been funny, though.
Gross.
He would have been like, I didn't say Simon Says, eh? So then she puts it in the tube, break the stick off, shut the tube, put it into the plastic bag. Now put that plastic bag into the hazmat red bag. And we were like, oh my God.
And take a sterilization little pad and wipe it down too.
Sterilization. Now can you sanitize your hands again? Okay. Mm-hmm. So she had to sanitize her hands like four times. And then the best part. Okay. Your results will be in within 24 to 48 hours. You just check them out on the site.
Okay,
and we're
great.
Both like, we don't give a shit at this. Wait a minute. We're leaving tomorrow. We're only here for a day. So, okay. That's great. Yeah. So, nah. Anyways. So, that was a little snafu in the arrival into the thing. So, then we're going to directions towards our hotel that we stayed at. Get off your phone. We're recording.
I'm looking to see if I ever even got that.
You didn't get it because it went to my email, I thought. Oh, no, I did put it to your email, but I did get a text saying that I had to do something today. I had to check in. I didn't check in with them. I had to check in with the Canadian version of the CDC. I didn't do that because, it was to do with the quarantine, because of our quarantine. That's what it was. We're not quarantined. It was from ArriveCam. We're not quarantining. We were exempt, so whatever. Anyways. So then we're going down the street, going towards our hotel. We know exactly where we're staying. We did it up on Travelocity, and we stayed there before. It was a great one. It's a great place. We stayed there back in 2016. I think we actually stayed there a couple years ago when we went again. We stayed there twice before.
Yeah.
It's got a hot tub. It's near everything. It's cool. So the Ramada.
Really nice view, too.
Yeah, nice view of everything. So we'll put up pictures up on the Facebook page, some pictures of the view of the Skylon Tower, and you can see the steam from the falls and stuff. So we're going down the street, and there's this hotel, but it's a tower, and it's a little tower.
So it looks like a cupcake.
It looks like, it's weird.
Stick.
Yeah, it almost kind of looks like the torch of the Statue of Liberty, like the torch. It's like a long stick, and then it's like a hotel on the top of it. It's really cool.
Probably like five floors.
Yeah. She goes, oh, look at that tower. This is exactly how it went at this pace. Oh, wow, cool. Look at that tower. Oh, it's got an IHOP underneath it. Look at that. Fuck that tower. I looked at her. I said, you just turned from like night and day, black to white, 0 to 100. And she's like, I ain't going up in that. I'm like, Well, nobody told you you had to go up in it, but
it was very cool. I mean, structurally, it was a cool looking tower.
And then all of a sudden, your brain said, "Fuck that tower."
Would you stay in that tower? And I
said, "No, you didn't even give yourself enough time. You said it really quick. Wow, look at that tower. That's cool. Oh, look, it's got an IOP. Fuck that tower." It's okay. All right then. So, fuck that tower.
Yeah.
So we get to our place, check in, go up, get all checked in. Then we want to go get something to eat. We hit up Wally. What, did we hit up Wally first? Hit up Walmart, got a little, couple little essentials. Had to check for wrestling figs. Had to get some Canadian candy. Then we went to dinner at a place called
My Cousin Vinny's.
Forget about
Vincenzo.
It. Hey. It was really good food. Really good. Well, hold on. Let's back up.
It was good.
It was good.
We definitely had better Italian food locally.
It wasn't like a Sant'Angelo's from here or anything like that. But it was okay. The atmosphere was nice. The waitress was very cool. Mm-hmm. The entrees were all right. Let's back up.
That is one thing that we do find about Canadian people, though. They are very, very friendly people. They're usually always, you see them out and they're just,
everybody's super
they're
nice.
Happy and nice.
Yeah, it's
people.
Like, oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. No
you.
Problem, eh? It's like,
no worries.
Or here it's like,
no worries.
Excuse me. Okay. So,
as we're still sipping on our Canadian liqueur.
So, let's back up, because I'm kind of like that person who goes, oh, that was awesome. Like someone that says, hey, how you doing today? Oh, I'm good, when you're really not good. I kind of just did that with this restaurant. It was great food. It was awesome. Let's back up. It was good food.
We were really hungry at the
time.
We
were really hungry, so that's probably why it was better. I ordered just simple spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, but that's a big one, though, out in it. For me, that's a big one at an Italian restaurant. It's the sauce has to be a particular.
Yeah, I get that. You know, I get that.
It can't be too.
And I thought the sauce was tomato-y. I thought the sauce was decent on it.
And the meatballs,
There were no Sant'Angelo's meat. They were definitely not angry garlic meatballs.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that.
Definitely
garlic.
Not
garlic.
Mm-hmm. But so we ask, I don't see, because it says all entrees come with Italian bread. I said, can you get a salad? Oh, yeah, you can get a side salad with anything. Yeah, it's $3.99, whatever. I don't care about the price. I just wondering if we can get a salad. So we ordered side salads. Oh, we ordered
Caesar salads,
and we ordered calamari as an appetizer. So they finally, it wasn't that long. She brings the calamari out, and she brings the Caesar salads out. These side Caesar salads are giant.
Mm-hmm. They were good.
And then the calamari was giant. It comes out. The salads were fantastic. It was probably one of the best Caesar salads I've had in a while. It was good.
It was good.
The calamari was very, very rubbery.
Yeah, and the batter on it wasn't really good. I like it more when it's like a flaky.
And we are not complainers when we go to eat. We're just like, whatever. Right. Just mad. But it was rubbery. We tried it. It was like chewing gum, kind of. Like,
yeah.
So then she came over. How's everything? We're like, the salads were awesome. Calamari was, it was kind of, she goes, calamari not so much. We're like, it was kind of rubbery. I'll go let my boss know. She comes back over 2 minutes later. He's taking it off the bill. And like, that showed that this place is like, top notch, because they just didn't, there was no question. Well, it looks like you had a few, because I had, you know, we had some of it, you know, and then we're finally like, I'm not having any more of that. It's just meh, you know. Without blinking an eye, they took it off, which we didn't ask them to. We're just letting them know because she asked. So that was good. So you think, well, I would think, and I even said it, I'm like, the size of these salads and the size of this entree, we're going to probably take 3 bites of our food, of these giant entrees that are coming out, and we're going to have to take them with us. She brought them out, and the size was meh. It was meh. Where I was like, wait, something's not proportioned here. This is weird. They were just like kind of smallish for an entree, if you think about it. But it was good. The spaghetti meatballs was good. And we did end up taking a bunch home. I actually ate it tonight for dinner. And then you had, what did you have?
It was a chicken wrapped in sun-dried tomato with spinach and some provolone. And it had a vodka sauce, excuse me, over the top.
With a side of spaghetti.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was good.
And the sauce wasn't bad, too.
No, it was good. So Niagara Falls, Canada side, obviously. My Cousin Vinny's. If you go there, check out My Cousin Vinny's. It was really good. Here's something that I noticed about Canada we're going to talk about for a second. They are not effing around when it comes to COVID-19 protocol.
Absolutely.
Everywhere you go, and we all dealt with this here, obviously, but everywhere you go, mask inside.
Mm-hmm.
Mask, which we're used to it, whatever. It was kind of weird. It was actually kind of weird a little bit getting back to it. Maybe not for you because you have to do it at school and stuff, mm-hmm. but I don't have to wear it at I don't have to wear it at work. I don't have to wear one ever unless I'm... I can't even remember where. There's certain like government places wherever that I ever rarely go to. So
doctor's office.
Yeah, there you go. Like a doctor's office and stuff. Right. So everywhere we went inside, you have to wear a mask. And we are both, and we have them. Obviously, it wouldn't be in the country. But as soon as we walked into the restaurant, do you guys have proof of your vaccination on you? Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sure. Here you go. And that's every...
you to sanitize at some place.
Yes, yep. As soon as you walk in. Can you sanitize? Oh, yeah, the last place we walked into. Can you sanitize, use the sanitizer? They tell you or they ask you to use the sanitizer when you walk in, and you have to show proof of vaccination before coming into the building, which I think is pretty cool. I like it. People have their opinions. My opinion is I think that's cool because they're trying to... protect their own. They're trying to protect themselves and their own, and that's good.
Mm-hmm. The one lady that I was having conversation with in that one store was saying, and our waitress was saying, that she was thrilled to be back to work. Yep. And so she said, you know, anything that we can do, she goes to, you know, try to control the situation a little bit. She says, because we were closed for 16 months. So she said, you know, I just was thrilled to be back to work. And the other lady, too, in the other shop that we were talking to also, she said, you know, this, I am just getting back to work. We just opened back up in August.
And,
so.
And this is a lady, our waitress in this particular example. This is someone who works at a restaurant right smack dab in the middle of
the tourist
area.
Yeah.
So there's no tourists coming in. There's no work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if they did stay open, they wouldn't have been able to stay open because who's going to, you know, there's so many people are going to go to.
Well, and you know, I heard her having a conversation with this couple at the other table, and they were saying, we never know how it's going to be. You know, she says, some days we're busy and some days it's, you know, it's just dead.
Yep.
Because it is that, you know, it's a tourist town.
Yep. So we're glad one of our places, since we've been together, one of our places is Niagara Falls. We love going there. So we got to go again. We heard it opened up a couple months ago. We didn't want to go right away. We were going to go in August. I think it was August. And it might have been September. Whenever it was, I was thinking, ooh, I got that weekend off. And I'm like, no, because it's going to be flooded. And I saw something in the news at the time too that the workers or something were like, whoa, hold on, make sure we're ready. Like they were kind of scared because when they opened the borders, everybody's going to want to go because they were chomping at the bit to get in there. So, but it seemed good. It wasn't like overcrowded or anywhere. It was like normal. We were on a weekend too. It's not like we were there in the middle of the week. So. We went on Friday morning, got there Friday early afternoon-ish, and we came back today, Saturday, and we got home about 6:30-ish. So we stayed overnight. We did we got up early today and did our stuff, and let's talk about that. Got up
nice
today.
Breakfast.
Got up today. I did a little Timmy Ho's run, got a couple coffees while you were getting ready. Had some, We only have a couple select Tim Hortons around here left, I think. There's like one inside a gas station down the street.
I do enjoy a dark roast from Tim Hortons.
It was good.
It is a very tasty
coffee. Then we went downstairs to IHOP. There was an IHOP downstairs in our hotel. So we went down there, had a little breakfast, and then we went to a couple shops, a couple trinket shops, looking, a little shopping.
What about your... every time I hear that or see that name of that restaurant where you got your burrito, I always think of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was later. That was after.
You can say the name of it.
Well, that was after our trip, though. That was after the whole Clifton. Let's go in order. So we did looking in different souvenir shops and everything. Walked down to the falls. It's very strange. Oh, yeah. We skipped over something. Let's go back to yesterday. After my cousin Vinny's, we stopped a couple shops, one of them being the LCBO, which is the Liquor Canadian.
No, we need to look up exactly bankrupt. What that means.
It's not bankrupt. The LCBO. It's the liquor stores. It's the main liquor stores in Canada.
What does it all stand for?
I'm going to tell you right now what it stands for. Hold, please. I said hold, please. Find a place. LCBO. Oh, I'm going to find location, please. Say something about our trip while I'm looking at this. Say something, woman.
Well, he's looking for the information.
Liquor, I got it. So, okay, you don't have to say anything now. Liquor Control Board of Ontario. Oh. Liquor Control Board of Ontario. So it's not Canadian per se. It's just Ontario. It's the province of Ontario. So anyways, LCBO is everywhere. So we go in, and we've been there before, and everything that, like all of the drinks here that have the malt liquor, instead of malt liquor there, it has vodka in place of it, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
We got
They have huge selections.
Yeah. They got ciders. They got beers. They got wines. They got whiskey. Anything that you see in a liquor store, they have. But
a lot of different things.
Like in the video we put yesterday, the Heyer's root beer with vodka. It was good. I mean, it tasted like just like root beer, but it didn't make me feel like I do when I just drank root beer.
That twist one was really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
The blue raspberry. Yep. And
so we got some of that. I hooked up my buddy Dave with a little Rush beer. The band Rush has their own beer. And he told me to keep my eye out for it while I was there. And I grabbed him some of that. Also, they have Iron Maiden beer, the Trooper. Who knew? Saw that. Took a picture of that. I'll be posting a picture of that as well. That was kind of cool. So anyways, yeah, back to today. Went down, did some trinket shopping and stuff. Then we went down Clifton Hill. The farther down we went, the hill toward the falls, the colder it got.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa's like, I'm freezing. I'm like, here, wear my sweatshirt. What a gentleman I was.
I know.
Have you wear my, and it was my major wrestling figure podcast sweatshirt. So a bonus.
I was very shiverly.
Yeah. It was chivalry came into effect because she was shivery. So I let her wear my sweatshirt. And there was a dual purpose to that, by the way. Because even though I was just with my t-shirt, while she was at the falls looking over the falls, I took a picture of her in my Major Wrestling Figure podcast sweatshirt, and I posted it on the Major Wrestling Figure podcast board, and I said, here's my major babe at here's a major babe at Niagara Falls.
Yeah, you did that straight up. You forgot to mention about what we purchased.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that wasn't even
that was at the end. All over the place. Fuck that tower. Look at your cup. It's shaped like that thing. Fuck that cup.
You're right. It was like that.
So I went down to the falls, took some obligatory pictures. We decided that we want to stay at the either the Crown Plaza or the Sheraton the next time we go. A, because they're right down by the falls, so we don't have to worry about doing any of the other stuff, that any of the trinket stores that we didn't end up buying anything at. We can just go straight to the falls, right down there. The Hard Rock is connected right to the to one of them down there. And near the bottom of the hill is where, by the way, the last three times we went, last two times we went, I should say, we did a little karaoke, outdoor karaoke at the beer garden, and we stayed there for hours. Last time we went 2 years ago, really we literally stayed there all night, drank our faces off, sang our faces off, and it was the best time we had in a long time. We wanted to do that on this trip. It frickin' rained, and last night it rained, so we didn't actually go and do anything until today. So last night, because it was raining, we went back, did a little hot tub, did a little drinky drink, and I don't think they would have had it anyway because it was raining. So that was kind of bummed me out, because the host, Discount Diamond Dave, would have been good to see him again, be up there singing with him.
Yeah, that guy is definitely
he's awesome.
He's worth going and seeing. Awesome. He's Mr. Entertainment.
He is Mr. Entertainment. So went down to the falls, walked back up the hill. That was pretty much it. I mean, we stopped at a couple more shops. Stopped at the one shop that I know has cool stuff in it. And it's kind of like going to that toy store in Great Northern Mall. Wow, I know they got cool stuff here. But fuck if I'm going to pay the prices that I know that are on that stuff. This store is the same way. They got cool rock shirts. They got cool, like, Funko Pops. I know there's a room in the back. You go up this little four or five stairs. It's literally just wrestling figures in package all over the place. And I remember Bill Ollie and I went there one time. We're like, holy crap. And we looked at the prices. We're like, holy crap. Like, a figure that basically is off the shelf here for $10, they have it for $59. So I just looked at them all going, you got to be kidding me. Luckily, I didn't really need any of this stuff, but I was just like, this is bullshit. But they had like rock t-shirts, wrestling t-shirts, $40, $50. I'm like, who's paying $50? Stupid. Anyways, so that kind of bummed me out that they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground when it comes to price and stuff. It's kind of like this store at Great Northern Mall. I always said, wow, look at the price on these. This is not a store. This is a museum, because you're never going to sell one of these things and to anybody with half a brain that knows what they're doing. So, yeah. Anyways. So then we did a little stop ski at the duty-free store, and that's where we found our little treasures that we're drinking tonight. Happened to stumble upon this McGinnis cherry whiskey. It is really good. I was very excited about throwing it in some soda when we got home, and that's exactly what I've done. That's what I've been sipping on while we've been doing this. Melissa has, can you read that label into the microphone?
It's like a dark cherry, too.
It's a dark cherry whiskey. It's really freaking good. I wonder if they have anything like this here. Maybe they have this right down the street at the liquor store. Like, who knows?
Nice sipping whiskey that you could just...
It is really good. As soon as I opened it, I smelled it. I'm like, whoa.
And we are not whiskey drinkers.
No. But this is really smooth.
Yeah.
Can you read the label on the thing that you got to everyone? Like you read it before we started?
I was being a smart
ass. What's it say?
And I read it to him, and I said, look what this bottle says. It says, Curious Des Bois.
No, Des Bois. Des Bois.
Des Bois.
I think it says, I don't know how to pronounce the first word. Courier Des Bois? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's supposed to say? Des Bois?
Sure.
C-O-U-R-E-U-R, and then D-E-S, and then B-O-I-S. I think that's Bois.
Bois.
Carrier Des Bois. So that's what she got. Anyways, what is it? Tell them what it is.
It is maple cream whiskey. If you like something like...
Wait, it's whiskey?
Yes. If you like something like Bailey's, it's kind of like that. And it's very smooth, though. It's not like the kind of whiskey that you drink and you get a burn in your throat or your chest. It's
really
very
good.
Very smooth.
We may or may not have poured some of it into a glass and then poured some of the cherry whiskey on top of it.
Yep.
And then drank it. And then did it again.
Of course, put it in coffee.
And then we did it again. Good stuff. Good times. Oh, Canada. So I guess that's
such a lovely place, Canada.
It is. Hey. If you, it's open. So if you want to go have a good time over the border, get your vaccinations, get your enhanced license or your passport, get your negative COVID test, and head on over. Head on over to Canada. Well, we told you, we tell you everything about it. We're going to put, I'm going to put this up on the Facebook page, tag us both so you can listen to it. Hey, it's our charming voices. It's only a half hour long. Take a listen, take a look at the pictures. And I'm going to do our outro music with the, with a different version of our song. Oh, you sing great, babe.
Been practicing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know the music came in. Oh, yeah. Oh, Canada. We're going to do this again. This was fun. That's not how it goes. Fuck that tower.